for calling XCO. This is Shelly speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Shelly. My name is John. I'm a technician. I have a customer order number for you. Well, I have three customer order numbers for you.
Okay, I'm ready for the first one.
Okay, the first one that I have is 078, B as in Bravo, F as in Frank, E as in David, 56.
Okay, thank you.
James Murray.
Yes, sir, at 11471 Corando Way.
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help?
That was a delivery only.
Why?
Because they need to call an electrician. They do not have 220. They need a 220 line for me to be able to connect the cooktop to it.
Okay.
Now I need you to do me a favor. Can you close out that order for me on eTrack?
Okay, one moment, please.
What did you say your name was?
One moment, please. I'm just closing out the order.
Okay.
Okay, so the service has been placed in PCR, and the delivery has been updated to complete.
Okay. All right. Next customer order number. Can you have that removed from my eTrack as well?
The next one?
No, this one. The one we just talked about.
I mean, I put it in PCR for the services, and then the delivery, I put it in complete. That should remove it from...
Okay, all right.
As far as I know.
Okay. All right, next customer order number is 078... A as in Alpha, 8, 4, F as in Frank, 9. Customer name, Andrew Hunter.
Yes, sir, at 4323 Silver Fox Drive.
Yep.
Okay.
The store did not have the electric cooktop. So I spoke to the customer to make sure that, to see if they had it by any chance. They said that they did not receive delivery, and I told them to contact the store to find out what's going on.
Okay.
And if I can get that one removed as well.
One moment, please. Okay, I did place both the service. Oh, it did only have the service on there. I didn't even have the delivery on there. Okay, well, I placed that in PCR as well.
Well, I spoke to the customer. She said that I spoke to Andrew's wife, and she says that she ordered this electric cooktop in October of last year, and this is the fourth time that they do the same thing.
Okay. I mean, Best Buy didn't put the delivery on the ticket, so the warehouse probably didn't know to pull it. I mean, I'll have to reach out to DOD and let them know what happened, but yeah, I placed it in PCR for you.
All right. And then I have one more.
Yes, sir.
Customer order number is 077, F as in Frank, D as in David, 89, F as in Frank.
Okay,
Chantel,
thank you.
Chantel Serrano.
Yes, sir, at 1760 Terrapin Bay Drive.
Yep. Okay, same thing with this customer. She does not have the microwave, and I went to pick it up at the store. The store does not have it either.
Okay. But I think just a moment,
so,
please.
Okay.
Okay, this was slipped to cancel today. So, maybe they spoke with the customer already? They created a new work order.
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on. It's on my ticket, and that's all I have. I know that I'm supposed to pick it up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to chat to them for that as well.
All right. So, Ken, I need to get Chantel and Andrew removed from my e-track as well.
Okay, so for Andrew, I did place it in PCR, so that should have removed it. And then, give me one second for Chantel. No, that's canceled, so that should have been removed from your e-track as well. There's nothing that we can do once they cancel it. It should remove it from everything.
All right.
Was there anything else I could assist with at this time?
The winning lottery number.
2976.
Okay, wait. Slow down. 2976. Go ahead, go.
84.
No, it only goes up to 69.
Oh. Let me think. Then 24.
24. Okay, so I got 2976824.
Yeah.
There you go. So I got 1234 5 6. What's your name?
Shelly.
Shelly.
Yeah.
If I play and I win, I'm coming to look for you.
Oh. Okay.
All right, well, sure. You have a beautiful day.
You as well, sir. And thank you for calling.
God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.